What we'd like to address today, right now, this session, is how the healing power of Jesus Christ from the cross is not limited to saving us from sin after we die, but the Lord Jesus desires to save us from the effects of our sins and the sins of others against us, so that our lives now may be whole. So Jesus came to draw us not just out of our sinfulness, that's one thing, but he came to draw us into the glory of God. And many times there are obstacles which get in the way of that transforming power of God's love as it comes upon us. Like I say, and sometimes we can continue to suffer from the ill effects of past hurts or failures, or even when we are in a relationship with God and know that God loves us, sometimes those things are still there, maybe through no fault of our own. That there could be events or things that have happened to us, whether we caused them or didn't cause them, that we still suffer from the effects, not from the event itself. For example, the event could happen in 1970 or 1980 or 1990. That's when the event happens. But it still is affecting us today. So the effects are always present, in the present, rather. Okay? And the Lord wants to heal us of past hurts and pains and the effects of those hurts and pains. So we'll consider, first of all, some of the obstacles that there might be, and ask the Lord to remove any hindrance from us, and so we can begin the process of healing that brokenness and doing that. And one of the obstacles that we have, we may have a tendency to blame others for the way that we live. We can use that as an excuse. You know, an alcoholic parent, or an abusive spouse, or rebellious children. You know, we can find excuses for whatever we want to make ourselves look good, that we get our self-image from ourselves rather than from God who loves us. And that's why it was so important to talk about God loving us, so that our own self-image doesn't come from self, because I can really kid myself. I could think I'm the greatest person in the world, and it may be far from the truth. But I have to get my image of who I am from God, who's Creator, Lord, and who has infinite love for me. You with me on that? Okay. So there's a lot of things that go into play. I know even people that have worked with the Enneagram or Myers-Briggs, they use that as an excuse. And it's supposed to be a tool to help us to grow and develop in our personalities and how we see things. But they would use that as, well, I can't do that because this is how I am. No, God is continually creating and recreating us anew. And so we don't have to have any encumbrance of that and how we look at ourselves. I think one of the things too is the negative effect that people have played in our lives can't be an excuse. We have to acknowledge that we have sinned in our attitudes towards others and in our attitudes towards life or to people. We're responsible for how we respond. We may not be responsible for the circumstance or the situation, but we're responsible for how we respond to that circumstance, how we respond to that situation. No one, absolutely no one, can take the peace of the Lord from you. We have to willingly give it up. Nobody can take the peace of God from us. Nobody can make us angry. We can choose to respond. We have a choice for that. Okay. The story of the two brothers that were raised up in the slums in a crime area. And one brother grew up to be a real philanthropist, very successful and a philanthropic. And the other ended up in prison. So they're interviewing these brothers. And asked the one brother, says, what do you attribute this to, your life of crime? He said, well, I was born in this neighborhood. There were drugs all around. It wasn't a good neighborhood. We didn't have any opportunities. So naturally, I went to selling drugs and doing robberies and things like that. And that's how I ended up in prison. And his twin brother was a philanthropist, very successful and all that, a pillar of the community. And he says, what did you attribute that to? He says, oh, I grew up in the slums and I was in drug-infested area and, you know, it's high crime and all of that. And I just made a determination that I would rise above that and help out. So you can have twin brothers like that, and how we choose to respond is on our shoulders. And we have to own that, okay? So the first step of receiving healing from God is to take responsibility for our brokenness, acknowledging our sinfulness or imperfect responses to life's hurts. I think sometimes when we look at that, you know, even as little kids where we didn't have that responsibility, we may have been abused physically, sexually, or whatever, we still have the responsibility how we're going to respond to that now. So we have to own, we have to take ownership for our lives. And it's kind of neat we can do that when we're aware of God's love and how much God loves us even in our imperfections. So when we begin to take those responsibilities, we accept that forgiveness from God. We accept God's love. God's love is always there. It's just whether we're willing to open the door to that. And I think that's the challenge then that we have. And sometimes we're so hurt to open that door because we've opened doors, made ourselves vulnerable before, you know, got the door slammed in our face or on our nose or in our fingers. And yet, we're called to open that door to the heart of the Lord. So, it's about being willing to forgive ourselves for our past failings and hurts. And that's an obstacle if we don't. Okay. Another thing is the ability or inability to forgive others from what they have done to us. The power of God's love in our lives and in their lives is that ability to forgive. Again, Father John had mentioned in the Lord's Prayer, Jesus implies that the forgiving of others affects our freedom from the effects of sin. You know, that's a condition. Forgive us as we forgive those. Okay? That's one of the things that Jesus says, if you do not forgive others, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you. That's pretty strong. Didn't say he'd stop loving, but then we live in our unforgiveness. And I think that's a challenge there. He exhorts us to forgive others as the Lord has forgiven us. So forgiveness begins as a decision of the will. With God's grace and God's goodness, forgiveness grows in our hearts so that we can be freed from any bitterness or any hurt. And that's a challenge for us. Another obstacle from receiving that healing, forgiveness and love of the Lord is being involved in occult practices and thinking that you know, we can put our own spiritual obstacles in front of us. Satanism or witchcraft or fortune telling, you know, channeling, seances, things like that. That can block and deflect us from receiving God's love. Okay. We seek a supernatural knowledge and power for us that was not intended by God. If we've been involved in any of these occult practices, we should ask forgiveness and renounce any involvements that we would have. So we should cleanse our home of any of the junk that we may have in our lives. And many times we don't even recognize the effects of that. But I think it's important that if there are any things in our homes that are related to that, that we should get rid of them. Okay. There is demonic activity. We're talking spiritual warfare. And there's demonic activity. Two things that the devil wants us to think, and it's either to think that there is no devil at all, and the second thing is to think that the devil is behind every bush, and we give him more credit than what he takes, you know. And I think we have to become aware that there is satanic activity happening. And just be aware of that and be under the protection of the Lord. We pray for that constantly, constantly. All of us have had some obstacles to the healing love of God. All of us. Having considered these obstacles, then we have to think about those areas of our lives and what happens in that. Are there areas of sin which I have not acknowledged? Am I kidding myself? Have we failed to accept God's forgiveness? Do I really see myself as a worthwhile person from the perspective of God? Do I really know that and experience that? Do we need to forgive ourselves? Or do we need to forgive others? There are other people that we really need to forgive. Do we need to renounce any occult practices that we've been involved with? It's interesting. I could tell stories of some of the things, the crazy things you wouldn't even think about of with occult practices and affecting people. There was one situation that I had with a woman, and she came to me for counseling and healing, and she said she had an uncontrollable situation with one of her children. It's just, and she recognized this, that she was always picking on her child. And she says, I shouldn't be doing that. I don't know why I do that. And said, he's not the oldest. My daughter's the oldest. But if they're coming in and doing something that's not correct, so I jump on my son. So I shouldn't do that. You know, my daughter should know better. And we prayed and could not figure out why that was happening. And we prayed a prayer of inner healing there. And something was revealed to her in when she was hypnotized. Something probably happened to her when she was hypnotized during this pregnancy. And it may have been a hurt or a pain that came into her. I don't even know. It could have been a hurt or a pain that came into her. But after we prayed through the pregnancy with this particular son, her attitude immediately changed. I mean, there was no adjustment at all. I mean, the attitude immediately changed. And she came back and she said, I can't believe that. I can't believe that. I can't believe that. Another time it happened when her twins having problems with each other. And we prayed inner healing. And this wasn't on spiritualism, but we prayed inner healing prayer. And one of the twins she was immediately changed. She and her sister were always in competition, blah, blah, blah. They were loggerheads at each other. She said, this is wrong, you know. I've become a Christian. I give my life to Jesus and all of this, but I still can't take my sister. And something happened in utero, and when we prayed through that again, she started going like this. Stop it. And we stopped and we talked about it. Usually when you do inner healing prayer, you can get very personal one-on-one. You can in a large group, but personal one-on-one. She's pushing on me. She's pushing on me. And after the prayer, her attitude toward her sister changed. Her sister was still in competition with everything, you know. She tried to steal boyfriends or husbands or whatever happened. But she changed immediately. And so, you know, when I first became involved with this, I mean, there was some stuff like this that I had to go back and read and talk to some people that ministered inner healing prayer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So in a few minutes, we'll be led in a meditation prayer for the healing of memories. And we'll allow God to touch our lives with his healing love, freeing us from any hurt or any pain, any guilt, any fear. And we'll just ask the Lord to cleanse us. We're not asking God to have us forget the past. That's the whole thing. We don't have to forget. It's not forgive and forget. Many times it's forgive and remember. So you're not in denial. But I know when I go back to past events and see, I may have not had any wrong in it, but I can see where there was a semblance of wrong. We were just talking about proprieties coming down. We were driving, and just the semblance of impropriety, you know, can cause all kinds of problems with relationships. And so that can be corrected, and that can be gotten into a healing situation through inner healing prayer. So as we prepare for that, we resolve just to be open to God and what God wants to do in this time. Again, we'll let God lead us and direct us. I'll be praying a general prayer. Like I say, if it was one-on-one and I knew you and some of the things that we would be doing on a spiritual basis, then you could be very specific. But here it's a very general prayer. So as I pray in general, if there's something that hits you, stay with that. Don't worry about it. Maybe that's all the Lord wants to do with you at this time. It's ongoing and continually. When I first got involved with inner healing, I had a tape. This is a little cassette tape, and I used to play that thing at least once a month. And I probably did that for 8 months. So you guys thought you went through some tough things. But with that tape, there's a whole cleansing that happens inside, and there's a whole release, and it kind of like opens us up to a greater capacity of God's love. So you may experience emotional pain, or you feel like crying. Don't hold back. Just go ahead. I think they even have some Kleenexes around here. Our emotions many times help us to release that pain, that hurt. And even after the conference, throughout the next few days, you may continue to experience the effects of this prayer. And please, don't be afraid of it. Go ahead and dive into it, because either the Lord is either continuing the healing or teaching us something from it. And sometimes that's even better than the healing, because you could be healed of that effect, but yet if we can learn something and the Lord continues to teach us from that, then we in turn can help others. Okay? We'll address ministry tomorrow. Allow God to continue to work within us as that happens. Don't try it in your car. You know, if you have a tape, don't put it in your car while you're driving. It's a time in which you should kind of mellow out and lay back and let God minister in that way. Don't try to focus in on others, wishing, boy, I wish this person were here, that person were here to experience this. So just be open to that. Okay. Ready? No. I'm just going to have some background music, and like I say, kind of picture, if you know how you had the screen, picture like this is your life, and for you, just let the Lord guide and direct you. Let Him be beside you or inside of you, and see what God wants to do with this. Those of you who have gone before this before. We've done this at seminars over and over again, but there's always something different that you may have to revisit or be healed of, or in a deeper way. All right. Thank you, Lord. We thank and honor and praise you. Lord, as we come together, we ask your mantle of protection around us. We come against Satan and all the effects of Satan, any sin or death or darkness. We ask that you surround us with your divine light and your love. Draw us into your wholeness and draw us into your goodness. We call upon Mary and all the angels and all the saints to surround us and to fill us with that spiritual presence so that no harm can come to us. And Lord, we ask that you move into our hearts and move into our lives. Open us up to see you with our spiritual sight. Lord, you know me better than I know myself. You've seen every moment of my life from the very beginning of my being. You created me out of love, and your love was there, and your love is constant and continual even to this present day. And for all eternity, you held me in your thoughts. You hold every moment in your heart. and have shared with me every joy, every pain. Lord, I seek your wholeness, the wholeness which you desire for me. I invite you to walk back with me through my past, to enable me to see my life through your eyes. I give you, Lord, permission to recall to my mind anything which needs healing, knowing that you are present with me. Heal me of any pain, any guilt, any fear. Help me to trust that in your love, the hurts and the failures of my life will transform into channels of your grace. Lord, walk back with me through the years of memories of my life, through my adult years, my adolescent years, my childhood, back to the time of my birth and even beyond, through those moments within my mother's womb, back to the very moment of my conception, that moment when I was first called into existence as a person. Yet even before that, Lord, my ancestral inheritance may have had some wrongdoing in it. I ask that you protect me from any ancestral inheritance, whether it be physical, a propensity to drugs, abuse, addiction, any spiritual inheritance that I had that was not of you, any spiritualism. Lord, you know from whence I came, and you create me anew, and you call me into being. And that moment had been determined by you, Father, for all eternity. You knew me then. You knew the full of my life. Even before my mother was aware of my presence within her, when I was no larger than two cells, you knew me, and you cherished me. You loved me. Lord, perhaps I was unwanted by my parents, or an unplanned child. But with you, there are no accidents, for nothing is called into existence without your willing it to be. Thank you, Father, for giving me life, for sharing your life with me. For months, I grew within the warmth of my mother's womb, close to the sound of her heart. I took shape in a marvelous way as my limbs and organs, face and heart were formed. Even in the earliest months, I began to develop my personality and hear noises and feel emotions. I could sense my mother's emotions and attitudes. Perhaps my mother was worried or fearful or anxious. There may have been times when she was ill. Perhaps she was overworked or exhausted or had a difficult pregnancy. There may have been marriage or family problems, abusive husband, other problem children, critical parents. If my mother was unwed, she carried a sense of guilt and shame. All of these could have affected me, imprinted upon my mind and personality my own fears and guilt and emotions. Often these are the roots of some of our deepest problems. Lord, heal them. Allow me to become aware of your divine loving presence. Allow your healing love to surround me and free me from any prenatal scars. As the time for birth approached, I moved from the warmth and security of my mother's womb into a world which seemed cold and loud and harsh. emotionally. I may have been fearful of leaving the security of the only surroundings I had ever known. I may have experienced pain during the birth, trauma. I may have even been physically injured. There may have been complications with my delivery. Perhaps I was a preemie, or was not breathing at first, or problems with my lungs or my heart, cesarean birth, or perhaps I was born handicapped. During those first few months, I needed to be held close, to bond with my mother and my father. That may have not have happened due to all the necessary procedures. Lord, heal any hurts associated with my birth. Let me feel the joy which you and all the hosts of heaven felt as I came into the world. You looked upon me with love, with an everlasting love, and celebrated the birth of new life. As I grew as a very young child, there may have arisen problems which affected me. Perhaps I was unwanted by my parents and never really had been received from them the love and acceptance and attention I needed. Or I may have been the wrong sex for my parents, who wanted a boy when I was a girl, or wanted a girl when I was a boy. Maybe sickness separated me from my mother for long periods of time. Perhaps I was cared for by someone who didn't hold me or play with me or help me to develop those earliest abilities necessary for my growth and learning. Perhaps I was separated from my mother by death or illness or abandonment or adoption. She may have needed to go to work and spend long hours away from me. There may have been older brothers or sisters or other brothers and sisters who demanded much time and attention when I needed my mother to hold and feed me and be with me. My mother may have harmed me in another way by being overly protective or projecting her insecurities and fears upon me, or by not allowing me to be a little child but expecting me to grow up too quickly. My father may not have been present to me in my childhood. We may have been separated by death or divorce or abandonment, military service, or any other reason. He may have been abusive, alcoholic, or unkind. Perhaps he was rarely home due to work. And when he was home, he may have paid little attention to me. Maybe he lacked the ability to relate to children or was cold or unaffectionate or unemotional. Perhaps there was tension in my parents' relationship. My memory may be full of that tension and hatred, bitterness and fighting and abuse between my parents. There are those times when, though I loved them both, I felt forced to take sides. My mother may have been making cutting comments about my father, or my father criticizing my mother. Perhaps they separated or divorced. My heart broke to be able to see them together. Perhaps there was a step-parent or step-brothers and sisters in my family. These may have been painful relationships. Lord, help me to turn to you to receive what was lacking in my family's love. Let me realize that they too were hurting, imperfect human beings. Enable me to forgive them their failings and to receive through you the love they wanted to give me. You were present at every moment of my life, Lord. You were there when all of this was happening. And you were continually loving me and bringing me along even to this very present day. Lord, brothers and sisters are a gift from you, yet they can also be the source of much hurt. Perhaps I was an only child, lacking the support and love of siblings. Perhaps I was one of many and lacked the personal attention I needed. There may have been times in our family when the brothers and sisters competed for our parents' love and attention, and that feeling of competition still affects our relationship. At times, my parents compared my brothers and sisters with me. One was smarter, or one was better looking, or one was better behaved. There may have been another child who was handicapped, sickly, who received so much love and attention from my parents. Perhaps I felt jealous. Or maybe there was a brother or sister, or family member who I wanted to be close to, but who didn't return my love. Lord, forgive me for the ways I have hurt my brothers and sisters or my family, and help me to forgive them. Heal our relationships that we may love one another. You have called me into your family. You have called me to extend myself to other brothers and sisters. Give me an awareness of that family, Lord, and how you call us to relate with one another. Perhaps I was put up for adoption as a young child. Although I may have no conscious memory of this, my spirit carries a sense of not being wanted or not belonging or of abandonment. There may be memories of moving from foster home to foster home, or not really knowing a home or family I could call my own. Lord, please heal my sense of not belonging or my lack of self-worth. Help me to forgive my natural parents. Many things happened as I grew in my childhood. Many good things I still remember. Some I have forgotten. There are also many hurts I remember, and many are buried in my unconscious. I remember some of the times my father and mother disciplined me, perhaps too harshly for such a little child. They may have even abused me physically or emotionally. Perhaps there was sexual abuse by a member of the family or a neighbor or a stranger, which left me feeling frightened and shameful and used. There were times when I was afraid of the dark or of animals or of water or of being lost or alone. There may have been traumatic experiences, the death of someone close, an accident, a fire, a storm, an earthquake, hospitalization. Perhaps I was a lonely or shy child who never felt as though I fit in, who never had many friends. Or perhaps we were poor and lacked material needs. Perhaps because of our family's attitude, I lacked the spiritual needs. In school, there were new friends and new challenges. There were also times when I felt like a failure. The other children could be cruel with their teasing and their exclusiveness. There may have been teachers who were insensitive or who embarrassed me in front of the others or disciplined me unfairly, who had too high expectations or were unable to help me when I had special problems, special needs. At times I may have done poorly in my grades or was unable to complete athletically. Lord, heal the hurts, all the hurts from my childhood. Make up for my failures and for the failures of others. Let me be aware, Lord, that you were with me during those cumbersome and troublesome times, that you would never, ever leave nor abandon me. As I move on into adolescence, Lord, that could be such a difficult time. I experience maybe awkwardness or feeling ugly or stupid. In my attempt to be accepted by others and to understand myself, I may have turned to drugs or alcohol or crime. I may have gotten involved sexually and suffered guilt. I may have been rebellious against my parents or the law in an effort to express my anger. My emotions were so jumbled between excitement and despair and joy and loneliness. And Lord, as I grew into young adulthood, I was searching for my place in life. Perhaps I tested several areas to find out what I should do for my vocation or my occupation. Sometimes I felt as though I had no choice, was so limited by my education or by my nationality or by my experience or inexperience. I was angry at the injustice of the system and the economy. Perhaps family responsibilities limited me, and I felt trapped, unable to do or become what I wanted. There may have been times I tried something new and failed or was cheated by others. Lord, relationships were often full of hurts. As I tried to reach out to get to know others, there was often misunderstanding. Friends sometimes betrayed my trust, or they changed, or said I had changed. Sometimes I was taken advantage of, and sometimes I took advantage of them. There were times when I needed a friend so badly, but none was there, and I was left alone with my hurt. There were close friends whom I dated, and I learned to relate to another in a personal, close way. There were joys and disappointments. Perhaps some whom I deeply loved and trusted suddenly broke off our relationship. There may have come into my life that special relationship which led to marriage. I remember the joy of dating, the excitement of the engagement, and the anticipation of preparing for the wedding. Or perhaps because of circumstances, we felt pressured into marriage because of expectations of friends or parents, or because of pregnancy. And the joy of marriage was mixed with anxiety. Whatever the circumstances, the thrill of marriage soon settled into a routine. Came to realize that we really didn't know one another too well, and the romantic love seemed to fade away. Maybe I felt angry, betrayed, or trapped, and experienced loneliness, depression, despair. Maybe this was aggravated by financial problems or in-law problems, by disagreements and arguments. Perhaps I sought to escape by busying myself in work or activity or in alcohol or drugs or in another relationship. Perhaps my spouse was unfaithful to me. Perhaps our marriage ended in separation or divorce or annulment. Lord, heal my memories of my relationships and restore what would be healthy for each of us in our lives. If there were children in my life, I carried many memories of them. The months of pregnancy were filled with joy and expectation, fear and hope. There was discomfort and tiredness and changes of mood and emotion. Perhaps those months of anxious waiting ended in a miscarriage or stillbirth, and the joy suddenly turned to darkness. There may have been a decision to end the pregnancy with an abortion, and I carry an inner sadness and guilt. Or for whatever reason, I may have given up my child for adoption and have carried guilt, emptiness, or questioning ever since. Perhaps a child was born handicapped and I struggled with guilt or an inability to cope. Or perhaps my spouse and I remained childless, either by an inability to conceive or by personal choice, and have to deal with the insensitive comments of others. Maybe I am an adoptive parent and experience the doubts and fears regarding the decision to adopt and the pain associated with raising a child not naturally my own. As my children grew, I was sometimes overwhelmed by the pressures and the responsibilities. Sometimes I was too easy with discipline, sometimes too harsh, and I worried over how they would turn out. There may have been great disappointment from the child who rebelled or got involved in a lifestyle that is so contrary to ours. Some may have turned their back on their family and cut off all relationship. Some seem so ungrateful after all we tried to do. There were those tragedies with the children which brought me such grief. And at times, Lord, I didn't understand how you could allow them to go through such pain. Lord, help me to release my children to you, knowing that you love each of them even more than I, and that your love for them is unconditional, eternal, everlasting. Lord, make up for my shortcomings and failures in raising them and draw them closer to you. Even as I enter middle age, I may have struggled with a sense of frustration, a feeling of disappointment and emptiness in life. I seem to be losing my energy or my vitality or my attractiveness. The routine of life may have depressed me or left me disillusioned with my work or my marriage or my friends, the church, the world. In my disillusionment, I may have turned to your irrational behavior, extramarital experimentation, mediation, or isolating myself from others. There are so many other hurts and problems in my life, Lord. There have been loved ones who have died, a spouse, or child, or parent, or friend, leaving me feeling lonely and abandoned. Perhaps there's been a trauma of some sorts, serious illness, or assault, or rape, or robbery, or an accident. Perhaps I or a loved one has been left physically and emotionally injured, changing my entire future. Maybe I have suffered an emotional breakdown, finding myself unable to cope with all that life sends me. Lord, sometimes I have found myself angry with you, though I might be afraid to admit it. You've seemed so far away, and when I prayed, there was no answer. Those who represented you and your church, the priest or the sisters, sometimes were insensitive and unkind. And in those moments of greatest pain, when only you could have done something, you didn't. touch my anger, my hurt, my disappointment toward you. Lord, allow me to release it, knowing you return only understanding and love, that your love for me was constant and ongoing. You are with me and were with me every moment, every second of my life as you bring me to this day. As I grow into my mature years, I prepare to face my greatest fear. I feel so helpless or so lonely or so misunderstood. I fear losing my hearing and my vision, my physical strength, my mental strength. I fear losing my family and friends or my home or my independence. I face my greatest fear, death. I'm not sure what it is like, whether it will be painful or peaceful. I'm not sure what lies beyond. I trust that it is a returning to you, Lord. I trust that it is a new birth, and I shall see myself and my life through your eyes, healed and made whole by your love, as you have called me to be in the very first moment of my creation. Then too, I shall see you as you really are and know you even as I am known. I thank you, Father, that you bring us to this very moment of today, that you have been with me constantly and continually. You have been my loving force, my driving force, whether I was aware of that or not. Lord, that all that I have gone through, you have been present, guiding me and directing me to bring me to this point, to say that all becomes anew, that your love is constantly here and you call me to the more that you are, that you open my life to the newness of today and tomorrow. I thank you that you continue to pour forth and blanket me with your love, that your spirit flows over me and in me and through me and around me, that you envelop me in that love, in the safety and assurance of your love, that all things work together for the good of those who have been called according to your plan and your purpose. We thank you, Lord, for you have given us your very self, and you call us to be all that we are in you. We praise and glorify you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. As I said, over the next few days, the things that may have stirred up in you, whether it's just one or two things, go with it. Let the Lord do the healing. Let the Lord do that in his love. I think Teresa has some tapes, audio tapes of inner healing prayer that you can put on. And it's hard for us to get involved in that when we're ministering that prayer. But it's always worthwhile when you're by yourself to put that on and just go through it. And it is utterly amazing the different things that come to you at different times of your life. Right now, you're going to deal with what God wants you to deal with now. But tomorrow, you're not going to be at the same place. And there may be different areas that have to be addressed in our lives. And it's kind of neat to see our whole life continue to unfold and see the constancy of God's love and God's presence. I think that's a miracle in and of itself, of God's constant love for us. Amen. Amen. Amen.